afraid to have this on you, my coffee. Okay, so let's consider the Gemara again. The Gemara says that an Ovel is chayiv in sukkah. Rav Abba Radavda, the Rav said an Ovel is chayiv in sukkah. Gemara is pshita. So my answer, no, I would have thought, since Rav says nistar is pshita in sukkah, so Ovel is also nistar. Therefore, mashmalon, that hanim yu tzara dim emelu. An oval is Ziboilo Yisuvei Daite. Shemiyash of Daite. So, what's the Pashto translation? It's higher than the Mela. Pashto is higher than the Mela means it's the opposite of Ziboilo Yisuvei Daite. Ziboilo Yisuvei Daite means it's a tzara that's under his control. With enough self control. And tzara than Mela means. I think that's Shutisha Mikov. Tzara in Mela is the opposite of Yivoyel and Suvi Daite. It's a tzara that's out of his control. Tzara that he has in Mela, no matter what he does, he's going to have that tzara. So it's not in his control. So tzara is only a tzara that's out of his control. But a tzara that's within his control, not to have, he can turn it off if called upon. So that doesn't patter. So that's the Gemara. The Maskon is that an oval is chayiv and sukkah, but only because Yivoyel and Suvi Daite. If not for the fact that Yivoyel and Suvi Daite, if it was some kind of tzar that like an oval but not capable of being turned off, then he would have to be potter. So we saw the machlokes rishonim. What's the gather of mitzar? The Mordechai says that mitzar by definition has to be a kind of tzar that leaving the sukkah will relieve him of. Mordechai explains, because the whole idea of Mistar, the reason why a Mistar is potter, is because the Torah is because Heshu came to the room. Just like when you live in your house, if your house was causing you tzar, you would leave. So the Torah wasn't a chayv, you would be more loyal to the sukkah than you are to your house, or to stay in the sukkah more stubbornly than you would stay in your house. You would leave your house if it was causing you tzar. So you're allowed to leave the sukkah if the sukkah is causing you tzar. That's the svar of the Mistar Spotim in HaSukkah. Says that's the basis for Mistar Spotim in HaSukkah. And therefore it follows, says the Mordechai, that that's only in a case where it's the Sukkah that's causing him the Tzar, and leaving the Sukkah is going to help. Otherwise you lose the analogy to a bias. A person's at home and he has an earache. So he wouldn't leave home because he has an earache, because leaving home is not going to help. He's going to have the same earache if he goes somewhere else. So he's just going to take it with him. He can't run away from his troubles, as is often the case. So that's not good. So what does that have to do with sukkah? So the same thing is true by sukkah. It's only a tzar that you would leave your house to get rid of. So you have to leave the sukkah to get rid of. Pashas l'chayv like a shir in the chiyuv. How far was the Torah mechayv you to sit in the sukkah? The Torah was only mechayv you to sit in the sukkah to the extent that you would sit in your house. Under circumstances where you wouldn't stay in your house, that would chayv to stay in the sukkah. Abderach so l'chayv you see in Tosfos as well. Tosfos in Chavamim and Aleph. Third Tosfos. Tosfos compares the Ptur of Mistar to the Ptur of Halchei Drachim. Tosfos begins to explain the Ptur of Halchei Drachim. Why are Halchei Drachim Ptur min HaSukkah? Tosfos said, it's not a mitzvah, it's Halchei Drachim for whatever, it's higher. So Tosfos said, well, Heshul came to Adur. Even if they were living at home, they would leave home to go on a business trip. So when the Torah says you have to stay in your Sukkah, you don't have to stay in your Sukkah more than you would stay in your house. If you were home, you would leave to go Baderach if you had to. So if you're in a sukkah, you also have to leave. And then the Tosfos says, that's the idea of Mistar as well. That's the end of the Tosfos. V'chein Mistar, the potu le'el min ha-sukkah. Ha'inu miteshu came to do it, the einu dar b'mokam shem Mistar. And the dimin to halachei drachim, you see what Tosfos means. It means the Mordechai. That just like if I was home, I wouldn't stay home if I was Mistar. Just like I wouldn't stay home if I had a business trip. So I wouldn't stay home, so in the sukkah as well. Like, I don't have to stay in the sukkah if I have a business trip. I don't have to stay in the sukkah if the sukkah is causing me tzar. That's the shita, therefore, of that's the shita of the Mordechai, and Chorin Tosfos is likewise in the Kara. If that's the case, so then we have to understand, so what's Ovel? Well, says the Ovel also would be Mitzar, except that the Boil Yisubi died to it. If not for that, an Ovel would also be Mitzar. How's the Sukkah causing him the Tzar? So the Rosh explains, you have to say like the Rosh. that even by an oval, the sukkah is the goyim and the tzar, because he wants to be alone, and the sukkah is preventing him from being alone. So the sukkah is goyim and the tzar. That's the mahalach number one. The Mordechai most explicit, but the Chayyim it's implicit in Tosfos and the Rosh as well. On the other hand, the Ramah and Nagos on the Mordechai brought a Marik, turns out that it's a Marik, he asks on the Mordechai. Upon him, he's not happy with the Mordechai. He says he doesn't understand. If Mitzar is only when the Sukkah is going Mitzar, then how do you explain the Gemara by Odel? Takes for granted, I don't know, he doesn't mention the Rosh. Hella, the Mary didn't see the Rosh. I don't know, but he ignores the Rosh. And he says, you see by Ovel that Mitzdar, and Ovel Mitzdar, not Machmas or Sukkah. He says, not like the Mordechai, that Mitzdar has nothing to do with whether it's Machmas or Sukkah or not. As long as he's objectively Mitzdar, he's Potter. So the Chorin, that's like an alternate Shita. The Marik is presenting an alternate Mahal. That the Tur Mitzdar is even a Tzar that's not Machmas or Sukkah.
Can we say that the
Marik,
when he says the line of Adar Abba,
that
isn't that his addressing of the Rosh? Isn't that his saying the Rosh doesn't make any sense?
Okay, but it's like a pellet from the Marik. Okay, maybe, I don't know.
The Rosh is hard.
Yeah, that is hard, but I don't know. Marik is a place that's an Achron. I don't know. She's been Chaluk in the Rosh. Maybe. I'm not sure if Marik's been chaylik, he's always saying he doesn't understand it. Again, I'm not quite sure how much Marik meant this lemaisa. Akoponim, the Marik's certainly presenting a mahalach, that mitzar has nothing to do with sukkah. Now, mitzar has nothing to do with the tzar coming from the sukkah. Even Ovel, where he understands that tzar is not machmas the sukkah, there's still a p'tur of mitzar. And presumably all Mitzar is that way. The Torah Mitzar in general, he's not saying it only by all, he's saying this is Lamed al Kalkulu. That's how he presents it. Lamed al Kalkulu, that the Mordechai is wrong. That the Torah Mitzar is not, does not require that the Tzar come from the Sukkah. So what's the Svar? Why should the Mitzar, if it's Shalai Machmas HaSukkah, Tosfos said a Svar, the Mordechai said a Svar, that you don't have to stay in the Sukkah more than you would stay in your house. If your house is bothering you, you would leave, so you're allowed to leave the Sukkah as well. But according to the Marid, talking about a tzar has nothing to do with the house and nothing to do with the sukkah. So you wouldn't leave your house. An ovel has a tzar. The Marik says the tzar of an ovel is not machmas the sukkah. So why would an ovel be put them in a sukkah? Even with Abi Boyle, why would he put them in a sukkah? He wouldn't leave his house if he was an ovel. I mean, he's not even allowed to leave his house, but that aside, why would he leave his house? He's not going to have less tzar if he leaves his house. So why would he leave the sukkah?
What is the same question of the Rambam, who says that Chashbid?
Yeah, maybe the Rosh, maybe the Rambam means that the sukkah is so therefore it's hard for you to be in the sukkah. But maybe, I don't know, not clear in the Rambam. Part of the nafkamina in this nigun, I mean, that needs to be maybe said explicitly. One of the nafkaminas between the Rosh and the Rosh, the Mordechai Tosfos on the one hand, and this the Marik on the other, would be, and the Taz speaks out, Taz doesn't quote the Marik, but the Taz also has this notion. The Taz speaks out. The Nafkamina is the Ptur of Chayla only if it's Machmas, only if the Sukkah is making him worse? Or is the Ptur of Chayla even if the Sukkah has no bearing on the Machmas? According to Tosfos and the Ran and the Rosh, that the Ptur of Mistar is only if it's Machmas as Sukkah. So a Chayla, assuming the Ptur of Chayla is out of Mistar, that's the Harli Ashus. Assuming the Ptur of Chayla is out of Mistar, so you would have to say that also the Ptur of the Chayla is only where the Tsar is made worse, where the Chayla, the Machlo, is worse when he stays in the Sukkah. He has a cold, he doesn't want to be outside, he wants to be in a warm room. According to the Marik, that has nothing to do. As long as he has Tsar, he's both them in a Sukkah. So the Chayla also has Tsar. It doesn't matter whether the Sukkah is, it doesn't matter if leaving the Sukkah is going to help. The Chayla would be good, that's important, because a Mitzar is best in public. Anyway, these are the two Mahal. So besides, what's the Havon and the Marik? What svara is there to say that a mitzar should be potter in a sukkah if the tzar is totally unrelated by the sukkah? And leaving the sukkah is not going to alleviate the tzar. So what could be the svara? So this is a very strange task. I'm not going to spend time on the Taz, but the Taz also has this notion that an Ovel, the tour of and the Tsar of an Ovel is not Machlis HaSukkah. He doesn't like the Rosh. He already quotes the Rosh. He says, he doesn't like the Rosh. What do you mean? He wants to be home alone. Doesn't even want to have Nikum Avelim. So he said, no, an Ovel is a Tsar that has nothing to do with the Sukkah. But it's Potter anyway. And he's not going to bother. What's the Svar that an Ovel should be? Why should a Tsar Potter if it doesn't have anything to do with the Sukkah? It's a strange thing. He says, well, because he can't think about the Anoni HaKovod. If he has Tsar, you have to think about the Anoni HaKovod when you're in the Sukkah. That's the old Tachlis. So if he has Tsar, he can't think about the Anoni HaKovod. Then he has a problem. But the Mordechai says, Mistar, if it's only if it's Machmas the Sukkah. And he doesn't want to be Chalak on the Mordechai. I don't know why. If you're Chalak on the Rosh, he's happy. But if you're Chalak on the Mordechai, he doesn't want. I'm not quite sure how that happened. So the Rosh says, what about the Mordechai? The Mordechai says, only Tsar is Machmas the Sukkah. So he says, or only it's sad that it's, that you'll get relief if you leave the sukkah. So he says like this. He says, when the tsar is independent of the sukkah, so then you don't think about the Anonei HaKovod. But if the tsar is machmas the sukkah, then you will think about the Anonei HaKovod, because the tsar that the sukkah is causing you will remind you about the Anonei HaKovod, because it reminds you of the sukkah. So then really the tsar should not pop you. Except then there's a difference for that leaving the sukkah is going to give you relief, and that's what the Mordechai is talking about. I got some ice. Anyway, we're not going to spend time on the task because it's shared from all sides. But I do want to talk through this sheet of the Marik at least, that Mitzvah is Potter, even if it's, and we'll see, I think there's maybe a Mokum in other Rishonim to say like this, Marik, that the Ptur of Mitzvah is even if the Tsar is not caused by the Sukkah. So what could be the Svar for such a thing? So the Chara has a side. The higher the svara would be that since you need to have a maisi yeshiva, and yeshiva is defined as teshu kain tadru, the kind of yeshiva that you normally have at home, that implies a certain quality of life in the yeshiva, a certain quality of yeshiva. The person who's b'tzar doesn't have the quality of yeshiva that the Torah requires for b'sukkah teshu yeshiva zion. And it doesn't matter, according to the Marik, if leaving the sukkah is going to help. So it could be that when he leaves the sukkah, he's also not going to have any quality of life. He's still not going to have any quality of life. But it doesn't matter. The ma'isa yeshiva of the sukkah's teshu yeshivas yomim implies, maybe because of teshu came to do, it implies a certain quality of yeshiva. Quality of life, kind of yeshiva. The way a person normally lives at home. As implies a certain comfort. And a person who's mitzvah doesn't have that comfort. And maybe he's not able to be mekayim, the mitzvah of the sukkah's teshu yeshivas yomim. And again, even though leaving the sukkah is not going to make things any better, it doesn't matter. This person can't have a yeshiva, he can't have a pleasant yeshiva. And the mitzvah of a sukkah station, yeshiva yomim, is to live in the sukkah in a way that's balabatish. And he can't do that. So mainly he's pulpit. Because he's incapable of the proper yeshiva. The chor, that would be pshat in the mari. And maybe this has a chizuk from a Ramban and Chumash. Where the Rabban Chumash, Rabban is talking about halacha, he's talking about Pshut Shemitah, but the Rabban of the Pasuk of Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu B'sukkos. So we discuss what is the Torah with Kol Ezrach. So the Gemara is a drasha Kol Ezrach Abbas Tanoshim, coming to be married, the women are chayav in Sukkah. But that women are potter from Sukkah. It's coming to tell me that women are potter from Sukkah. But the Rabban says he thinks that in Pshut Yishol Mikra, Kol Ezrach is a lashon of. I'm not sure what the etymology is, but he says Kol Ezrach is a lotion of Ezrach Ranon. Ezrach Ranon, a person's living, flourishing, living well, flourishing. So Kol Ezrach for Yisrael implies that you have to live in a way that's a flourishing kind of way, and he says that, and therefore Mitzvah is Potter in a Sukkah. He says, in Pshut Yishol Mikra, Kol Ezrach for Yisrael tells me that you have to mamish this work. There's a certain quality of life that the Yeshiva Sukkah has to have, and that's why Mitzvah is Potter. L'chayre is mukhuch, in the Rabban is takim mukhuch, l'chayre anyway, that the Ptur Mistar would really not depend on whether the Sukkah is the Goyim or not. Because if it's based on, at least for the time being, if it's takim based on this notion of Ke'ezer Chranon, that the Ma'is Yeshiva has to be Ke'ezer Chranon, and that's why Mistar is Ponta, because he can't fulfill the Posuk of Kol Ezer Chisrael Yeshu B'sukkos. So then what's the difference if leaving the sukkah is going to help? So leaving the sukkah is not going to make him feel better. But it doesn't matter. Bottom line is right now he's not sitting Ke'ezer Chranon. And if you're not sitting Ke'ezer Chranon, so it lacks in the quality of life, and that's not a Ma'is Yeshiva Sukkah. In this Ramban is a big chizuk for the approach of the Marik. That the Ptur Mitzar is not because, well, he would leave his house in such a case. Nothing to do. The Ptur Mitzar is because the Torah says that the way you live in a sukkah is ke'ezrach ra'alim. So Mela, and an Ovel, the Moshe, if it wasn't for Ibrahim Yisubi Dakti, an Ovel would not be sitting ke'ezrach ra'alim. I leaving a sukkah is not going to make a difference. But it doesn't matter. Lemaisa, that's not a yeshiva ke'ezrach ra'alim. And like with any other Mitzar, Lemaisa is not a yeshiva ke'ezrach ra'alim, so that's not a yeshiva sukkah. So this could be pshat in the Marik as well. That doesn't mean even that we have to be Meshavad on the Rik, the particular drosha, the particular, you know, the Rabban's parshonos that Kol Ezrach means this. We can say this word without the Kol Ezrach. That even a Teshu came to do, the Teshu came to do has this implication. You have to live in the sukkah the way a normal person lives in his house with a certain quality of life. We don't need the Rabban's Kol Ezrach. But the Ramban's Kol Ezrach certainly indicates, this Ramban certainly indicates such an idea that it's be'etzem not called the Ma'is Yeshiva Sukkah. A Ma'is Yeshiva Sukkah that's Pitzar is not a Yeshiva Ke'ezrach Ra'alim, and that's the Kisar. So we have, so far, comes out, we have, and maybe it'll be, I think there's a big mockum to say that the Ramban would be like the Marit. That Mitzar has nothing to do with whether leaving the Sukkah is going to help. What about Rashi? Rashi here is a big gavayda. What does Rashi hold? Is mitzar, again, we have two approaches. Do we have the approach of Tosfos and the Rosh and the Mordechai? That mitzar is only when the sukkah is goyer mitzar. We have the approach of the Marik. Maybe it has a mokum achiza in the Ramban. That mitzar has nothing to do with the fact that the sukkah is goyer mitzar. Objectively, he's a mitzar. He's not sitting ke'ezrach ra'alim. We use the Rabban's terminology, Ezrach Ra'alim, going forward. Just prefacing. It doesn't mean that everybody who has the shita has the darshanus of Ezrach Ra'alim. But the idea that the Ma'is Yeshiva has to have a certain quality. So what would you say, what do you think Rashi is? Any suggestions?
Rashi seems to say that it's dafka from the sukkah.
Right. Rashi says, on Tzayir de Memela, what?
An implication that would help to leave the sukkah.
Right, Rashi says, Shasukkah Mitzah. And the Rashi says, Tzayir de Memela, Rashi says, Shasukkah Mitzah Arpun. The sukkah is Messiah. You're going to Chametino Isircha. Rashi says, again later in Chavov. By Mitzahir. By Rav's memory of Mitzahir Potem in a sukkah. Rashi is Mitzahir. Shasukkah Mitzah Arpun. Chayr it's mamish black and white, open and shut in Rashi, that Rashi holds like the Rosh, like the Mordechai, that the Torah Mitzar is only when the Sukkah is Mitzar. But there's a big problem in Rashi. Rashi like us. This Rashi, Hani Mili Tzar de Memela, Shasukkah Mitzar. What's the problem with Rashi? The problem in Rashi, you're right. The problem in Rashi is the Dibur HaMask. Rashi puts this into the territory of the Gemara. Hani mili tzari di memelu. Aval hochu yiboyu yisuvi daite. Here Rashi injects, Hani mili tzari di memelu. Shasukka mitzahata. Why is Rashi saying it over here in the Gemara's territory? We knew all, according to... We have two mahalkim in the sukkah. Let's try this way. The Gemara thought that an oval is also mitzar. The Gemara's answer is that an oval is not mitzar because of a technical reason, because he boiled the suvi daibe. But there's no chazara about the nature of mitzar. The Gemara thought in the beginning that an oval could be a candidate for mitzar. The Gemara's maskon is no, not, that an oval The Gemara's answer is not, well, an oval is not machmas sukkah, so that's not the definition of mitzvah. It's from first of all, that's not the answer. The answer is, yes, you're right, an oval really ought to be mitzvah, but he boiled it sumi daite, and therefore he's not mitzvah. So whatever our havana of mitzvah is in the beginning, it doesn't change at the end. So the pasuk is up till now from what we've seen. If you take the approach of the Rosh and the Tosfos and the Ran, that mitzvah has to be shasuka mitzvahatoi, then an oval is also shasuka mitzvahatoi, because he wants to be alone. If you take the approach of the Marik, that an oval is not, the tzar of an oval is not machmas asukkah, then you have to say that mitzvah in general doesn't have to be machmas asukkah. But there's no, whichever stance you take, if mitzvah has to be machmas asukkah, then an oval has to also be machmas asukkah, otherwise the Gemara makes no sense. If an oval is not machmas asukkah, then mitzvah in general must not have to be machmas asukkah. So either way, the Gemara's teretz, Hani Mili Tzara De Mimela, Aval Hochli, Boilu Tzuvi Daite, has nothing to do with the issue of Asuka Mitzahatoi. If you need Asuka Mitzahatoi, then an oval is also Asuka Mitzahatoi. And that's not the point. The Gemara's point is to distinguish between the Tzara that's beyond his control and the Tzara that's within his control. And an oval is within his control because he Boilu Tzuvi Daite, and Tzara De Mimela is outside of his control. That's the Gemara's teretz. Why does Rashi throw into the Gemara's teretz that Hani Mili Tzara De Mimela Sha Asuka Mitzahatoi? Sounds like Rashi holds that by an oval the sukkah is not mitzarim. And that's part of the teretz. But that's not what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara should just say that. Hanami mitzarim de mimele sha sukkah mitzarim. Aval oval is not machmas sukkah. What do you need to boil the sukkah dike? That's the pella godel here in Rashi. He seems to read sha sukkah mitzarim as being part of the Gemara's teretz. But then how do you read the Gemara? So why does the Gemara have to say that he boiled Suvi Daita?
Is that what the next Rashi is coming to? From the next Rashi, it sounds like really Mitzar is out there in general, kind of like the Mari, kind of, it's completely up to her.
Right.
But by this case, where it's in your control, right. So there's an expectation to hold up the Ashi.
Okay, but then why do you have to say before Shasuka Mitzahatai? Let's say, Tzara de Mimela, keep going, Cham lo Yitzino, lo Yisircho, and nothing to do Shasuka Mitzahatai.
Because then there's no expectation, meaning then there's a term Mitzahatai, and there's no expectation enough to then get yourself straight again. When it's Tzara de Mimela...
I mean, if the whole world is... But when the Sukkah is Mitzahatai, there is no expectation that he should be Ashi.
Right, that's why he's talking there.
If it was hot all over, then it would have to be Miyash of Daita.
No.
That's what I want.
But I just thought for Rashi, meaning based on the way the Rebbe is explaining, Rashi's learning that Tsar is a Ptur completely.
Right.
But it's not like a get out of jail free card. Like, there are some expectations. If it's that, there's nothing you can do about it. By sitting in the sukkah, you're going to be in Tsar. And there's nothing you can do about it, then okay. But if you're in Tzara, but you could get over it...
I mean, it's okay, meaning...
Then you're popping. You can leave the sukkah. Because you're going to be in Tzara if you have the sukkah. There's nothing you can do about it. But if it's something you're able to get over, so then hold
on. Yeah, but what would be a case where it's this chamor tzina, but not only in the sukkah, it's chamor tzina everywhere?
No, but Tzara is a tzur, so that's not your popping.
But Rashi sounds like the only popping because that's sukkah mitzarta.
Because any case that's not sukkah mitzarta, hold on, meaning that's the next Rashi. Any case where it's not the fact that the sukkah is mitzarto, so hovel of the ashi back to the mitzvah.
Right, but can you have cases where he's mitzar, but leaving the sukkah is not going to help? He has a toothache.
He's an
oval. Well, oval he boils sumi daite, but let's say he's, because that's oval could be miyashiv daite, but let's say he's in pain, he can't be miyashiv daite.
So then maybe he's
okay. So then it's not shasukkah mitzarte, so why does Rashi stress shasukkah mitzarte? Rashi should stress that it's not in his control. What does he need shasukkah mitzarte? I mean, I don't think it's true mitzias. I mean, maybe actually mitzias. All other tzara, other than Ovel, and you have chayla, but chayla, he says in the Mishnah. He said maybe Baal Bakash. Chayla says in the Mishnah, Ovel can't be talking about chayla, it's a Mishnah. But what he's talking about Ovel, turns out no, Ovel is the Baal Suvi Daite. So what's left? All the cases that are left happen to be Shasukha Mitzahate. So Rashi says that, not because that's important, just as could be mitzias, all the other cases are going to be that way. I'm not sure that that's true. I can imagine cases that, I don't know, next to a garbage dump, the whole city stinks. And there's a sircha everywhere. So we should be potter. If you're actually according to the Marik, you should be potter because it lacks in Kazai's Ram. And if not, then he's a Hezbo, why not? I mean, it's certainly Midrik and Rashi that he won't be potter. The potter is where the sukkah is Messiah. There's a sircha in the sukkah. But if it's a sukkah in town, it's not Potter Minnesota. Yeah, but why not? Lefidim Arik. Maybe that's true even, but why should that be true?
Why can't you just say that Rashi goes to the Gemara's Havimir with that we don't like the Marit?
Means it's out of his control, and an Ovel is in his control. So that's the Gemara's Teretz. So it's not the other Teretz. It can't be both.
It's not outside a few meters, it'll be better. So therefore,
I could also understand that the Gemara's Teretz is that maybe that's the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara thought like the Marik, and the answer is like the Rosh. But then you don't. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the Teretz is that there's a difference between Sarah and the Mela that's not in his control, and Sarah that's in his control. The Chara, I don't need that. Even if an Ovel, and it's been Nafkaminis the muscle for a Chayla muscle, a Chayla who's in pain, and it's not Shayach Lusuvi Taite, but it's nothing to do with the Sukkah. It's not going to be made better by leaving the Sukkah. What's the Halacha? Shayla Taz. Taz is totally the Shayla. If Mistar is only Machmas a Sukkah, so he's chayav in sukkah, because what's going to help him to leave? If Mitzar is potter v'etzem, then he's potter in a sukkah. The Gemara is in the Duyuk that it's only potter, and Ovel's only potter because he barely suvi daite. It's not true. If the Gemara's teretz is that the Marik is wrong and the Rosh is right, and a Mitzar is only potter when it's machmas asukkah, then that's the whole teretz. And an Ovel is not machmas asukkah, and therefore he's chayav. Whether he's able to be miyashav daite or not, he's chayav. Let him not be miyashav daite, but he has to sit in the sukkah. Why is it even true that he has to be Yashav
Daita? That's what Sarah Daita means. That doesn't mean that it's out of his control. It means that it's the
Sukkah. Right, so why does the Gemara need to say Yashav Daita? He does not need to be Yashav Daita. He just has to sit in the Sukkah and suffer.
Could
it
be that both are true? Both the Rosh and the
Marik
are potter and Marik.
Yeah, okay, right. That's what we need to do, but how is it?
Yeah, that the Maskan of the Gemara is that any type of tzar at all, whether it's the Sukkah's Mitzarato or it's any type of, or it's the Marik's version of that, it's just a Mitzias of Bein Tzar, you would be Potter, and therefore.
But then if you're Potter, even if it's not the Sukkah Mitzarato, what's Rashi Moshe for Sukkah Mitzarato? And the Sukkah Mitzarato is like Maile Vlemer. You're Potter regardless.
Could it be that you're
Potter
because you're the Chulvik and the Yashikar Dad? I mean, it could be that technically you are Potter, like Marik. But
when the sukkah is misarium, you don't have to be yashiv daite. When the sukkah is not misarium, then you do have to be yashiv daite. When the sukkah is misarium, doesn't have to be yashiv daite. When the sukkah is not misarium, well, there's a way to say it, but I think once we say it, we're not even going to need to say it quite a bit. We could say it like this. Maybe in a way, it's sort of the thought that you're saying. Maybe we could say it like this. That there's two kinds of mistar. Maybe Rashi holds there's two kinds of mistar. I think this is the emes in Rashi, but there's a lot of work to work it through. That Rashi holds like this. On the one hand, I think it's muchach in Rashi. I mean, what are our constraints? On the one hand, it's muduyik in Rashi that the patur of tzino and chama and sircha is only when the sukkah is the cause. That's came out explicit in Rashi. If this town stinks because there's a garbage dump or something, then you're not potter minas sukkah. It's only when the sukkah is mitzat. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, it's mudik and Rashi. That from the fact that Rashi puts that in the teretz, it's mashma that ovel is not that way. It's mudik and Rashi that by an ovel he's potter even if it's not machmas sukkah. Except that he boiled his suvitaite, so he's not potter. But if not for the fact that he boiled his suvitaite, an ovel or somebody like an ovel would be potter even if it's not machmas asuk. And the truth is, even without this Rashi, from the very Rashi's silence, the Rosh is aware that the chiddush that the ovel wants to be alone and the sukkah is very mitzar. If Rashi thought like the Rosh, he should say it. It's one of the things that Rashi should explain shat in the Gemara. The sukkah is goyim the avel the ovel tzar. Avada the pashtus in Rashi's silence even. And Rashi learned that the ovel is mitzar, nothing to do with the sukkah. And therefore, that's the other side, that Rashi, that's Mavun Rashi, that the tsar of an Ovel, not for the fact that he boils in Suvidaite, would pater him, even though it's Shalei Machmas Asuk. So maybe we could say, we say as follows to him, say along the following lines, that there's two kinds of tsar. There's a tsar Godel, an existential tsar, like an Ovel, if not for the fact that he boils in Suvidaite, or like a Chayla. And that's Potter Be'etzim. Now, Derech Demarit, it's not a yeshiva kezai, it's Ranon, not a Maisi yeshiva, lacks another Maisi yeshiva. That doesn't matter whether it's Machmas Asuk or not. A person sitting, writhing in pain, or in deep depression, so it's not a Maisi yeshiva, and it's not kezai, it's Ranon. It doesn't matter that leaving the sukkah is going to help him get better, or not help him get better, it doesn't matter, it's not a Maisi yeshiva. Maybe that's not the end of Chol. They're very nice. It doesn't say anywhere about chol that it has to only be in the Gemara itself, in the Mishnah itself, it says chol is potter. Doesn't say chol is only potter. Leaving will make him get, will help him get better. So maybe that's like the Rashi could very well hold the tour of chol. Tour of Ovel, had he been potter, would be even shalei machmas asuk. On the other hand, talking about a tsar of chama, sino, sirchoin, these are not existential tsars. That it's not a life if he has them. This is part of the slings and arrows that air is fortune to. Air, that flesh is heir to. That's the lesson. That's the lesson. Anyway, he called Yom of Machaibim, the Chas and Yonoy. Life is full of minor irritations. That's, can't say it's not a life. People have been far from it's hot in there. They don't say it's this. It's not a yeshiva. Not a nice yeshiva at all. There, he's only potter if the sukkah, those irritations. That's only potter if the sukkah is the garim. The sukkah is garim, then it becomes a tur. Now, it needs still fleshing out. But let's say it's Aschalas Zohar. So how will we read the Gemara? We read the Gemara like this. The Gemara thought, the Chatchila, Rava said, Mr. Aspotter, the Gemara thought, that means Ovel. An existential tsar, Dumi the Chal. Must know it can't be. You probably should be died there. So then what did Rava mean? Rava said, Mr. Aspotter. If he doesn't mean Ovel, so what does he mean? Doesn't mean Ovel. So what's left? Well, there's Chayla, but Ovel couldn't mean Chayla, Chayla the Mishnah. Ovel didn't have to tell me the Mishnah, the Chayla is Potter. So what's left for Ovel to mean? Chayla is already covered by the Mishnah. From the big tsars, from the existential tsars, from the tsars that it's not a life, it's not a Maisi Yeshiva at all. Chayla is not an option because it's already a Mishnah. The Gemara thought Ovel, but the Gemara is saying no. Rav Avi does not have to tell me that's not true. Ovel is Chayim and Sukhi, Boil and Sukhi Daitin. So when Rava said Mesaras Potem and Asuka, so what's left for him to mean? It must be he means things like the Gemara Chavov, Sichah Dikagishto, Chamo, Tzino, minor irritations. Minor irritations are Potem and Asuka, it's not a Maisi Yeshiva. How does it make any sense? Says Rashi, no, that's minor irritations is Taka Potter, but only because Asuka Mitzar. If Asuka's Mitzar, then he's Potter even for a minor irritation. I think that's the Emes. That's Mukach and Rashi. Now, on the one hand, an Ovel, the tour of an Ovel, had he been Potter, Mukach and Rashi would be even if it's not Shasukkah Mitzahar. The Sukkah Mitzahar in Rashi only comes up in the Gemara's Tarek, the Pine Emily Tarek, the Mimela. Tsar de Mimela is Shasukkah Mitzahar. The Ovel is not a Sukkah Mitzahar. On the other hand, Tsar de Mimela, Chama Tzino Sirchoin, Rashi says the parish, is because of Shasukkah Mitzahar. So, as far as it goes, I think these are the constraints of what we have to say in Rashi, that that's Haka Rashi Shita. That when you have a tsar that's dumi da ovel, we'll call it a tsar godol, an existential tsar. So that's a tsar that doesn't matter if it's machmas asuk. And you have it on the other hand, chamo, tsino, sircho, those kinds of tsar, so those kinds of tsar only pass when they're machmas asuk. Shal is to understand better the lumps. What's the chiluk in svar? How do we have these two different kinds of tsar? So it would be attractive to say, what's the first thing that comes to mind? We have these two different kinds of tsar. Where do these two different? What's the havon over here? In other words, where we have, how come tsar godol is even shalei machmas asuka, but a minor tsar, an irritation tsar, that's only machmas asuka? So what would be an attractive way to understand this in svar? Yeah. Well, I don't know why that would be true. How do we let Shemai know that Chayla's potter can call a mitzvah? No, that would be a very big stretch, but not so radical as that. with the material that we have at hand. Yeah, okay, fine, but I don't know, I don't want to, it's also a very big stretch. No, but I think we have with the material at hand, that we have already at hand, we could say, Poshut, that we could say that both the Svar of the Marik and the Svar of the Mordechai, maybe they're both true. Now, is the Marik Svar, the way we explain the Marik, that if you're that a person's a bit sar, it's not Kezias Ranon, it's not Ezrach Ranon, rather. It's not Ezrach Ranon, it's not a Maisi Yeshiva at all. That's true. But that's only by Tzar Godel. Tzar Godel, it's not a Maisi Yeshiva. There's no quality of life. A person's a Chayla, an Ovel, if not for Yiboy Lusuvi Daitei. That's not a Maisi Yeshiva, that's not Ezrach Ranon. So that pattern is regardless of whether it's Machmas Sukkah or not Machmas Sukkah. That's an objective to it. On the other hand, minor irritations, you can't say that it's not Kezrach Ranon. That's not a Maisi Yeshiva. People live that way all the time. People live in smelly places. People live in hot places, hot climates, cold climates. Not a Maisi Yeshiva. So the Elamaisa, what's the Ptur? The Ptur is the Ptur of the Mordechai. That if the sukkah is goyim, the irritation, then just like if your house was irritating you, your house was smelly, you would go, you would move out for a while. So if your sukkah is smelly, you can move out also. Not because it's not a Maisi Yeshiva. Maisi Yeshiva it is. But because of the other thing of Avhoyukid Rokim, of Peshu Kentadru, that lechor would be nice. Maybe but that would be perhaps an attractive thing to say in Rashi. But Rashi has both Pturim. The Ptur in Ovel and Achayla, that's a Ptur of, we'll call it, again, I'm not saying this from the Pasuk, but we'll call it Ezra Haran and the Kepturim. That is not a Maisi Yeshiva. That's probably all from Teshuva came to do it at the end of the day. But it's a different kind of Teshuva came to do. That a Chayla and an Ovel, not free by the Suvidaita, that's not a Maisi Yeshiva at all. So who cares if it's going to be better if you leave the Sukkah, but it's not a Maisi Yeshiva. Then you have minor irritations, that is the Maisi Yeshiva. But then there's a difference for it. That, you know, it's a shir in the chiyuv. That just like when you sit in the sukkah, you don't have to refrain from going on business trips, like Tosha said. And just like, because it's dumi de besoy, and just like you would leave your house if it was smelly, so the shir achiyuv is you said if it's smelly in the sukkah, you're allowed to leave the sukkah. Not because it's not a maisi yeshiva at all, but because the Torah wasn't mechayiv you to be more loyal to the sukkah than you're loyal to your home, and to live in the sukkah more stubbornly than you live in your home. And if I would leave my home if it was smelly, if there was a better option somewhere, then I can leave my sukkah for smelly if there's a better option somewhere. But only if there's a better option somewhere. But if the whole town is smelly, I wouldn't leave my home, so I can't leave my sukkah. This could be in my house. It's a chiddush that there's two different lumbus in the mistak. And they only have one member of Rava. Not so terrible. Maybe one is from the member of Rava, one is from the Mishnah of Chayla. But maybe the tour of that sukkah misa'arte, that's Rava's member. Now the maskona that Rava was talking about, Tzina and Cham and so on. The other lumbus of mitzvah, maybe that comes from Chayla, the Mishnah of Chayla. They're fundamentally different. Chayla is even Shloimach, Masa Sukkah. So, Takamas, we could perhaps sustain this. Yeah.
Sorry, can everybody just explain again why we had to say that there's two types of tzar? What was the problem with saying
that? Since it's Mukhat and Rashi, that the parameters of tzar, avelus like tzar, are different than the parameters of sino and kama kind of tzar. No, not because you're boiling suvidaiti. I'm talking without you boiling suvidaiti. It's Mukhat and Rashi that an ovel. In a world where there's no Yisroel Suvidaita. The more answer is Yisroel Suvidaita, it's like a technical, a side issue. But had an Ovel not been Yisroel Suvidaita, so he would have been Potter, even though Rashi learns that an Ovel's Tsar is not Machmas HaSukkah.
Right.
So it's Mucha from there that an Ovel-like Tsar is Potter, even Shaloi Machmas HaSukkah.
Right.
So for example, a Chayla. Chayla is like an Ovel, but he's not able to be Miyash of Daita. An oval is the equivalent of an oval without the boiler less we die. So chora, it's muchach and Rashi. But it's for the fact that Rashi only injects hasukah mitzartoi in a hani mili tzara de memela. Up till now we weren't going at sukkah mitzartoi. Oval is an independent sukkah. And the Gemara says an oval really should be potter except the boiler suvidaiti. So oval like conditions like chayla, attack a potter according to Rashi, even though it's not a sukkah mitzartoi. On the other hand, Chama, Tzino, Sirchon, Rashi's Befeirish, it's only because that's Sukkah Mitzahata. So it comes out that we have different parameters for the Tzara of Achayla than we have for the Tzara of Minor Irritations. For the Tzara of Achayla, or the Tzara of an Ovel, if not free brothers, we die pay. There, I don't care if it's Machmas HaSukkah or Shalei Machmas HaSukkah. You put the regardless. But on the other hand, for minor irritations like chama tzina asichoin, there Rashi says you only potter if asukim mitzata.
Isn't the whole reason why there is that chiluk is because of the vayda de suvi daite?
No, because by chiluk is not vayda de suvi daite. No, not at all. Okay, the cheshmen is
that. Which is why a chulam maskalei is potter.
Because he doesn't have vayda de suvi daite, but it's not machmas asukim. I'm not following you. The Ibola Suidaiti is like a deus ex machina at the end. Almost different. He doesn't have to be Mistar at all. So he can turn off his Tsar. But but fundamentally, if in the Tsar of an Ovel, if he couldn't turn it off, would pater him even though it's not a Sukkah Mitzarata. That's Chorba Duyik and Rashi. On the other hand, the Tsar of Tzino and so on is only because of Sukkah Mitzarata. So the Chor is Mukhuk and Rashi. Like midway between the Marik and the Mordechai. That's Mukhan Rashi, then it depends. Tsar that's like the Tsar of an Ovel patters even if it's not Machmas Asuk. Except that an Ovel in particular can turn off his Tsar, so he doesn't get that. But a person who's like an Ovel who cannot turn off his Tsar, like a Chayla, so he will be Potter even Shalei Machmas Asuk. On the other hand, Sino and so on, Chamot, Sirchot, Rashi said that's only because Asuk is Mitzar. So it comes out that we have different parameters for a Tsar that's Ovel like. Call it an existential tsar, and there doesn't have to be machmas asukah to pater. And tsars that are cham and sino like, there does have to be machmas asukah. So that's what we need to have a hez before. So I'm saying, at least as a point of departure, we could say that maybe because it's two different lomnesim, maybe one is a tsar of kez yechrana. It's maybe the patur of an ovel, if not for the fact that it could turn it off, if it was stuck in the on position, the patur of an ovel or the patur of a chayla. That's an existential condition. If he's not, it's not a maisi yeshiva. So that doesn't matter whether it's machmas or sukkah not. Even if leaving doesn't help, but it's be'etzim, not a maisi yeshiva. Minor irritations. It's not called not. If it's hot doesn't make it not a maisi yeshiva. But if the sukkah makes you hot, so then you don't have to stay in the sukkah anymore than you have to stay in your house. That would be very mahal. That would be a nice mahal. Aga burcha.
Makes sense with Rashi above, but why would Rashi put this chilek into the Gemara?
But who told Rashi? That's a good question. Who told Rashi this is even true? Once Rashi's learning that Ovel is an independent tsar, so maybe Tzino and Chama and also Pater independently. Could be that was his plush of the Rashi, that it can't be that just because it's cold, you're potter in Asuka if you will be cold outside too. Maybe just in Sora Rashi put minor irritations he didn't think were enough reason to say. No, it could be. Suppose it could be with this pashut Rashi and Svar, that things that are that you know, the city stinks. You're not part of the minister.
Why would he put that into the words of the Gemara?
That's a good question. Why did Rashi have to inject it here?
In Rashi and Bava, we were talking about.
I think we'll have to say. By the time we're finished, I think this Nakud will be better. But for the meanwhile, I would say that since there are only so many tsaras available, there's chayla, and there's a million kinds of chayla, but there's chayla, there's ovel, and there's chama and sino. It's hard to really envision other tsaras than that. Chama, sino, sikha. So chayla is, what was Rava talking about? So we thought he was talking about avelus, but that's, Rav Abba told me, no, we're not talking about avelus. Avelus could turn off his tsar. Well, he can't be talking about chayla, because that's a mission already. I don't need Rava to tell me chayla. What's available to Rava? So available to Rava are sino and so on and so forth, and chamat sino sirchayim. And Rashi holds for the poshut that since those are only irritations, they're not called that it's not a ma'isi yeshiva. It's only shasuk and mitzat. Could be that by the end of the day, maybe this nekuda will be a little bit better. Yeah, Uri. That's a good question. Why do we have to invoke Rav at all? Why do we ask from what in the Salka Daitach? Salka Daitach. The Rav is asking the Ovel is Chayef, which is Pshita. It's Ma'ad Teima, Ha'ilva M'Rovim, Mitzara Potem and Asuka. So I would have thought the Ovel is like a Mitzara. What should I say? Ma'ad Teima, that since the Mishnah says Chayel is Potem and Asuka, so I would have thought an Ovel is like a Chayel. That's a Stach Akasha. I would have to say, but I'm not sure that's not a question anyway. even you know, without any of the stupid
part. What?
If
there's only one din, it gets dire.
Then it's even worse. And Chal is part of that din. So why invoke Rava when you have a Mishnah? Of course, then we have another question. Why does Rava need to say anything? It's a Mishnah already. So maybe we could say, that the whole of the Rava meant that we thought that Rava is talking about Rava. And the Chiddush of Rava is talking about this, that you don't have to turn it off. Because the Havim in the world was, Mar knew that an oval is more finished than a chayla, because a chayla can't turn it off, and an oval is certain, to a certain extent, subjective. And Mar thought that's what Rava meant. Rava said, "Mistar potam misuk." He meant oval. So that's the sakadaita. So Mar said, "No, that's what Rava Barabav is out telling you. No, that's not what Rava meant. So he meant some other chiddush. What other chiddush is there? The other chiddush is that even minor irritations potam. But of course, minor irritations potam only if they're only if they're sukkah misata. But it's not a problem on me. This is a problem. It's tam shatim war. It's even worse according to the Rosh and the Marit. If there's only one din of mitzvah, so then what's the why do we have to say ma'ad tei ma'ol va'omer rabba? Let's say ma'ad tei ma'ol va'omer hamishnah. Yeah, then it's kashan rabba. Also, what's rabba mechadish? It doesn't already say in the mishnah of chayil. That's not so sure. Then it's because the more later on says the fairish of the chayil is worse than the mitzvah. I'm going to come back in a second. Where chavok says the fairish of the chayil is more mitzvah than the regular than the mitzvah rabba. The Gemara says it's a kashan rov. You guys know it's a chiddush rov. It already says by chayla. The Gemara fakir. The Gemara asks on rov. On chavok, the Mishnah only passed to the chayla. If I say minor irritations are not chavok, the Gemara knows that minor irritations are less tzar than the chayla. In fact, let's take a look at that Gemara, because that Gemara I think is a kashan what I'm saying right now. What I'm saying right now is very easy. It's the easy route. It's two dinim with two different lomdus. There's one lomdus for the mistar of tzar gadol. Ovel and Chayla, that's why, because it's not the Kenz Nechranon. And then there's a different lumbus for minor irritations that it's a patient came to do with the Gedin, like Tosus, the Shir, and the Chiyu. The problem is the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Chavov Menav. Gemara says, two thirds of the way down, the first words in line of Besukkah Mishum Boki. So then the Gemara says, Rova Sharele Lerab Achabar Adol Lemigna Barmim Talalta Mishum Sircha de Gagishto. That Rava allowed Rabbi Bar Abba to sleep outside the sukkah because of the bad smell. Right? Yesterday we discussed at length, was it only bad smell for Rabbi Bar Abba? Was it a bad smell for most people? But anyway, he was mistaken. Rava the Tamei, the Omer Rava Mitzar Potem in a sukkah. Fekli Omer, if you are nan, Chayla Mum Shavshayim Tum in a sukkah. The Mishnah says a Chayla's Potter, Chayla in Mitzar Loi. The Mishnah only says a Chayla's Potter. That implies that a Mitzar is not Potter. So we'll talk about in a second what the Gemara's kasha is exactly, but the Gemara answers like Ami Chayla Hu Misham Shavturim Mitzar Hu Potter Misham Shavloi. The Mishnah says Chayla because it wants to tell me the Chiddush that the Misham Shia Chayla Hasleisik Mitzvah also Potter. That you don't have by a regular Mitzvah. What was the Gemara's question in the first place? The Gemara's Medayik from the fact that the Mishnah said Chayla in, so it's Meduyik Chayla is that a Chayla is Potter, but a Misham Shia, but Mitzvah Ba'alma is not Potter. So what's the deal? Poshib Shatnei Gemara. No, nothing fancy. The Gemara assumed that a chayla is more mitzdar than the other kinds of mitzdar that Rav is describing. Chayla is worse. He's worse. He's more in pain. He's a chayla. That's the hot day. He's a chayla. Obviously, it's worse. So therefore, what's a bigger chiddush? That a chayla is potter or that a mitzdar is potter? Mitzdar is a bigger chiddush because he's not so much in pain. A chayla is very much in pain. So that's not such a chiddush. Rava is saying a bigger chiddush than the Mishnah. So that's a kasha. If Rava has a lesser chiddush, why did the Mishnah say the lesser chiddush? The Mishnah should say the greater chiddush. The Mishnah should say the big chiddush that even Chaman Sima pathos. It only said the lesser chiddush that Chayla pathos. So when the fact that the Mishnah said the lesser chiddush is a raya that the bigger chiddush is not true. Because if the bigger chiddush were true, then the Mishnah would have said that instead of Chayla. So the Gemara answers, but the chayla is a side chiddush because of the mishamshim. So therefore, it said chayla, but it's not to preclude mishamshim. Mishamshim is also potter, but chayla has its own chiddush. Whereas the Gemara thought there's no chiddush in chayla more than you have in a regular mishamshim. On the contrary, a chayla is a lesser chiddush. There's nothing about chayla that's more mechudush than mishamshim. So why should it say chayla? It should say mishamshim. If it'll say mishamshim, I'll know chayla. It's all part of the Gemara, just elaborating on the Gemara's kasha. This is standard for it, right? Why do we say the lesser chiddush? Say the bigger chiddush. So the bigger chiddush is mitzvah. The lesser chiddush is chayla. So the Gatz Moed Slimmer answers that chayla has a chiddush of its own. Aye, but still let it say, but mitzvah also has a chiddush of its own. Let it still say mitzvah. I mean, we can ask in the Gemara. Just because you told me that chayla has its own chiddush of mishamshim, but mitzvah still has its own chiddush that is not so big a tzar. So apparently that doesn't bother the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't need the Mishnah to tell me all the chiddushim. But the Gemara just needs it that the Mishnah shouldn't say that if the Gemara just needs that the Gemara just bothered, the Mishnah wouldn't say chayla. If it could have said mishamshin, I would have known chayla already from mishamshin. You follow me? I'm saying this to preclude the problems later on. The way it works, the Gemara's kasha was never it should say all the chiddushim that there are, because then the Gemara didn't have a teres. So tell me mishamshin, tell me chayla because of the Mishnah, because of the Mishorsim. But neither, why didn't tell me mishamshin? That also has a chiddush. It's not such a big pain. That doesn't bother the Gemara. What bothers the Gemara is, before the Gemara knew about Mishamshim, what bothered the Gemara was, the Gemara thought it's on one vector. There's Tzar Godol and the Tzar Kodol. Chol is a Tzar Godol. Mitzar is a Tzar Kodol. So if it, why does the Mishnah have to tell me Tzar Godol? If let it tell me Tzar Kodol, Chol Shigen is Tzar Godol. Haramashma, that only Tzar Godol part is not a Tzar Kodol. That's the Gemara. So from this Gemara, I'll share what I'm saying. This is really where the going gets tough. From this Gemara, share what I'm saying. Because I want to say in Rashi that there's two different kinds of mistar with two different lumdas. The Tzar Godol is potter because it's not Kezer Harano and it's not a Maisi Yeshiva at all. A Tzar Kodin doesn't have that. But it is a Maisi Yeshiva. So why is the Tzar Kodin potter? For a different reason altogether, because since HaSukkah Mitzahatoi, so there's a Shir Nechiyov, he's not required to stay in the Sukkah if he wouldn't stay in his house. So if these are two different chiyuvim with two different lumdasin, then yesh bezeh ma she'ein bezeh, yesh bezeh ma she'ein bezeh. Each one has its own separate chiddush. And from chayla, I wouldn't know mitzvah. I'm saying from mitzvah, I wouldn't know chayla. Right. From chayla, I wouldn't know mitzvah, but from mitzvah, I wouldn't know chayla either. Because each one has its own chiddush. If it only said chayla, say, oh, chayla is potter because it's not a ma'is yeshiva at all. But chama and sima to ma'is yeshiva, I wouldn't know chama. Fine. But what about vice versa? If it only said chama and sima potter, would I know chayla? No, because I would say yeah, chama and sima because the sukkah mitzahatoi. So if he did the shir achiv, I'm chayiv to leave the sukkah. I'm chayiv to stay in the sukkah. He wouldn't stay in his house. But a chayla leaving the sukkah is not going to help. So then you don't have teishu came to do. You don't have the svar of the teishu svar of teishu came to do. So maybe chayla is not a chayiv. So I need the Mishnah to tell me, no, Chayla is potter for a different reason. Because not called the Maish Yeshiva at all. But the minute that I say that the lumdus of Chayla and the lumdus of Mitzar of Cham and Sino, are different lumdus with different svaras and in a way like different psukkim sort of, I mean, maybe it's all Teshuva came to do, but different Habonis and Teshuva came to do, these are two different things, then one is not less or more than the other. Each one is a different Chiddush. I can't infer A from B and I can't infer B from A. But that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that if it would say Misham, if it would say Mitzar, meaning Sina Kama, I would automatically know Chayla. And therefore the Mishnah should have said Mitzar and forgotten about Chayla, because Chayla would be included in Mitzar. Once I know Mitzar, meaning Sina Kama, so I would call the Chayla, I would know Chayla. That only makes sense if they're in one vector, it's one basic idea, and this Chayla is worse, because he's more in pain. So then the Gemara makes sense. But from the whole Rashi, it's Meduyik not the way. This is really the challenge of the problem in Rashi. That on the one hand, from the Rashi in Arsugyo, it's Meduyuk, that by a Tzar Godol, like a Chayler and Ovel, so he's Potter, even if it's Shalei Machmas HaSukkah. But by a Tzar Kotun, like Tzinur, Chamor, Sirchoin, it's only if it's Machmas HaSukkah. That makes it sound like these are two different ideas. Two different Svaras, maybe even, two different Dinim. But on the other hand, from the Mor Chavov, it's Luchuch, that the Ptur of Chayler is exactly the same Ptur as the Ptur of Mitztar, just he's even more potter. It's a lesser chiddush. It's a bigger pain, a lesser chiddush. And if we know that a mitzvah machmasino and a chama is potter, then with a kalachayma we'll know that a chayma is potter. How does that stem with Rashi? They're very different. Sino and chama may not be so painful as being a chayla, but on the other hand, they're machmas hasukkah, so there's a teishu came to do. Chayla may be very in pain, but leaving the sukkah is not going to help him, so maybe he's not potter. And if he is potter, it's for a totally different reason, because it's not a ma'aseh yeshiva. So these are two different, it's apples and oranges. So how does it shim? Your Mor Chavav is mukhach, it's not apples and oranges, it's apples and apples. It's the same basic tour. Chayla is the same basic tour as Tzina and Chama. Just a chalal is more obvious and seeing a chama is less obvious. And that's Rabbah's chiddush. At Kerekach, the Moritz bothers, why did the Mishnah have to say chalal? Let it say Rabbah's chiddush. No, because it's a side reason. Mishamshim. Talmud didn't Mishamshim. But otherwise, if not the Mishamshim, you should have said Rabbah's, then I would know chalal with the Kabbalah.
Can it be
reading
the Gemara?
And that was the reason why? Right. That's a lesser kiddush.
What?
That's a lesser kiddush. It's a bigger tzar. It's a lesser kiddush.
It's not for the big tzar of chayla.
Why is it medug though? If chayla mistar are two different things, chayla means chayla machmas asuka. Mistar means machmas asuka.
You should say the mission's coming up. Okay. How do you know the second din of tzar is not for rabba? The mission's coming up.
Okay. So that's what I wanted to preempt before. The Gemara's question was never the mission should tell me all the kiddushim that there are, because then there's no teretz. So my chol is a chiddush of mishamshim, but there's still a teretz of rova. Let it tell me that chiddush too. The Gemara never's question would never let us say all the chiddushim. Akolchin, the Gemara's question, right? The Gemara wasn't asking, you know, let's say these would be separate chiddushim. There's one chiddush of chol from which I don't know mistar. There's a chiddush of mistar from which I don't know chol. And we'll read the Gemara to be saying, if rova's chiddush is true, so how come the Mishnah only told me chol? Should have told me chol and mistar? That can't be the Gemara's question, because then the Gemara has no answer. Tell me chayla because of the din of mishamshim. Fine, but let it also tell me the din of mitzvah. Akolch, that was never the question. Let it tell me all the chiddushim. The question was, let it just say mitzvah and I'll know kavod chaymer chayla. So I'm asking, is that a kavod chaymer? Because, yeah, mitzvah is not so painful, but on the other hand, it's machmas asukah. Chayla is very painful, but it's not machmas asukah. So just because the Mishnah would have told me mitzvah, I wouldn't necessarily know the din of chayla. So what we need over here, it's useful to think about. What is it that we need? You know, we want to know, we need to order a svara from the tailor. What are the measurements over here that it needs to fit? Like, what do we need it to do for us, the svara? We need a svara that on the one hand is going to allow us to say what it says in the Rashi Kavei, Rashi Bayos, that by a chayla or by an ovel, by a big tzar, a tzar godol, an existential tzar, he's potter even if it's shalei machmas asukah. But by a tzar kotlin like Cham and Sino, he's only potter if it's machmas asuk on the one hand. But should allow us to also say that some of these two pturim are basically the same vector of ptur, the same idea of ptur. Not only that, but if I know mitzdair machmas asuk, then kalo chaymer al no chaylish ulay machmas asuk. In other words, somehow the being machmas asuk doesn't give me any more than a chayl already has, even without being machmas asuk. It substitutes for it being a tzar kotel, not a tzar godel. It makes the tzar like a tzar godel, but doesn't mean more than I already have by chayl. That's the svar that I need. All right, it's a little bit tall order. What is that svar going to look like?
Maybe that the tzar godel we're talking about is an objective tzar that everybody feels, and tzar, like everybody, it's across the board, and tzar kotel is more subjective. It's all considered sour at the end of the day.
That could be. I don't know if I need that, but I don't know what it helps. It still comes out. I'm saying Stam Sarko. But either way, however we're going to subject, whatever metric we're going to use to measure the difference between the Tzar of Chayla on the one hand, Chayla slash Odol, and the Tzar of Sina and Cham on the other, which requires a difference, Sina and Cham of Yimachmas Asukah, but at the end of the day, the Chayla now is a different mechanism, it's a different kind of Mitzar, and I don't know one from the other. So it's not going to solve our problem.
If we know a person's subjective Tzar is probably, we know for sure that.
Yeah, but a person with a subjective tzar is only potter when the tzar is machmas asukah. How do we know that a person with an objective tzar is potter even when it's shalei machmas asukah? That's the hurdle. We need to get that somehow, in order for the Gemara Chavok to make sense, that if the Mishnah would have told me that a mitzar with a tzar kotan, subjective, whatever you call it, tzar of chaman sinu, machmas asukah is potter, then kalachomer I would know that a chayl is potter even if it's shalei machmas asukah. That's the problem. Why? I would know that it's tzar machmas asukah patas, but it's tzar shaloi machmas asukah, even if it's very big, but it's shaloi machmas asukah, maybe it doesn't patas. Especially if it's a different lumbasin. So we need to know, is that a different lumbasin? Whatever. That's what we need to work out. So I want to suggest a svar. You'll decide the blank. I want to suggest the following svar. I'm going to say a mussel. Say a mussel. That's a good mussel. Say a mussel. Let's say there's a guy, his whole life, he's flown economy. One day, he always wondered, what would it be like to fly first class? Like the Gvirim. So he saves up money and he buys himself a first class ticket. He should be able to come home and say, he had the experience of flying first class. He flew like a Gvir, Kezer Haranon. He wants to have that experience. So he gets on the plane, first class cabin, sat himself down. Now he's going to have the experience that he spent. He had a flight, a first class experience. Plane takes off, and suddenly he's smitten with an appendicitis. And the whole flight, he's laid out on the floor, writhing in pain. So could we say that he had the experience of flying first class? Well, I don't know. Because he had a tzad gadol, he had such, that's not the experience of flying first class. It was, the whole experience was subverted by the fact that he was lying on the floor. That's not the experience of flying first class. What on the other hand, what would be if he gets on the plane and then he settles himself down again in the first class cabin and he discovers that he has a rash? Not because of the plane, stop, he has a rash. So would we say that he didn't fly first class? He had a rash and it was irritating, but life's full of irritating things. Lots of people fly first class and they have rashes, and it doesn't. It has nothing to do with the experience. It's extraneous. He had the experience of flying first class. He had an irritation of having a rash, but one thing had nothing to do with the other. It doesn't undermine the experience. That's the point that I want to bring out. That's called something. A minor irritation is extraneous to the basic experience of having flown first class. This was a first class ticket, and it was a first class ride, and it happened to be that he had a rash. Okay, and that's how it is. That's part of life. You have minor irritations, and people who fly first class are not immune from minor irritations. But at the end of the day, he flew like a gvir. What happens, however, if he gets again third case? He gets in the first class cabin. Now he's going to fly first class. Going to have the first class experience, and he discovers that his seat doesn't work so well. It doesn't recline, and the rest doesn't come up. He has himself had up in the seat. So, it's a minor irritation. He flew his whole life economy, he didn't have that anyway. But it's not called that he flew for, but he didn't have the first class experience, because even though it's only a minor irritation. But it's a minor irritation in the experience itself of flying first class. That was pregeia in the fullness of the experience of flying first class. That's not extraneous to the experience. That's part of the experience, and the experience wasn't the full luxury of flying first class, because he didn't in the first class itself there was something that was messed up. Right, just a sabre size. But what I want to say is, the story I want to say is that Rashi holds there can't be two different lumdus in the mistar, because that's not going to work in the Gemara Chofa. It has to be one vector of one lumdus of mistar, and the lumdus of mistar is al derech the Ramban, al derech we said in the Marik that it has to be Kezer Chrana. The Teshu came to do it means that the yeshiva, the Torah said the yeshiva has to have a certain quality of life. Because the Ramban learned it in the Pasuk Kol Ezrach. Even without Kol Ezrach, maybe it's just implicit in Teshuv Kein Tadru, that the Maisi Yeshiva has to have a certain quality. And if you live in the Sukkah in a way that doesn't have the quality, the basic and minimum quality of a Maisi Yeshiva, then it lacks in Yeshiva Sukkah. The Yeshiva's Sukkah has to be a Yeshiva that's a pleasant Sukkah experience. And if you walk into the Sukkah and the Sukkah experience was an unpleasant experience, it wasn't a Ezra Haranan experience, and that's not a Maisi Yeshiva. So here it depends. If he walks into the Sukkah and he has a Tzad Gadol, an existential Tzar that eclipses everything else, like he becomes an Ovel, except the Ibarli Suvidaiti, but without the Ibarli Suvidaiti, or he's a Chayla, so that subverts, doesn't matter what's Machmas or Sukkah or not. There's no way that we can call this experience of being in the Sukkah Ezra Haranan. When he's lying in pain on the floor, because he's a chayla, he's a nafal mishkov. That's the definition of a chayla. He's a nafal mishkov. So a nafal mishkov. That's not an experience of yeshiva kazayis of kazer chana. So that doesn't matter whether it came from the sukkah, it didn't come from the sukkah. That's intrinsic to the experience itself. The whole experience of yeshiva ke'ezer hanun has been subverted. Because he's in existential pain. That's a vada nada maisa shit. But on the other hand, if you have irritation, it's hot, it's cold, you can't say that it's not ke'ezer hanun, because even the biggest gear in the world on a hot day, now you turn on the air conditioner. Rabban Kreiser, which was the Gadol, used to teach it. He used to say that in the olden days, if it was hot, it was hot. You know, a hot day, nothing to do with a hot day. But nowadays, being hot is just another way to feel that you're poor. Because if you had a few weeks, you could turn on the air conditioner. You know, those days, air conditioning was a luxury system. Nowadays, being hot is just another dikdukianias. Rich people are also hot, and they're also cold, and the most luxurious person in the most luxurious palace. If it's hot, it's hot. That doesn't take away that it's a yeshiva ketzer chanun. But if the sukkah itself is making him irritated, if the sukkah itself is unpleasant, if you go out of the sukkah, it'll be nice. And in the sukkah itself it's unpleasant, then that unpleasantness is already not extrinsic. It becomes intrinsic to the Maisa Yeshiva sukkah. Then already it's pagay in the Maisa Yeshiva sukkah that it shouldn't be called the Yeshiva Kezer Chan. So that's why it's choluk. It's not two different lomdos. It's one basic idea. That you need a Yeshiva Kezer Chan, and you need a Yeshiva that should be a Yeshiva with a certain quality. A certain quality of yeshiva to be called a yeshiva. So it depends. If it's a tzar like an ovel, or a tzar like a chayla, a big tzar, an existential tzar, then it doesn't matter if it's shaloi machmas asukkah. I don't look at it I can't see it as being extrinsic to his maisi yeshiva. It's existential. It undermines his whole maisi yeshiva. He's not sitting kezer chanun, that's not a maisi yeshiva. If on the other hand it's just a minor irritation, then it depends. If it's a minor irritation that doesn't come from the sukkah, it's hot. What are you going to do? It's hot. The heat is the heat. The cold is the cold. It's cold everywhere. So then, that has nothing to do with the Maisi Yeshiva. It doesn't impinge on the Maisi Yeshiva. And the Maisi Yeshiva is Kezer Chanun. But if the irritation is caused by the Sukkah, then already it's intrinsic to the Sukkah experience. His Sukkah experience... is with an irritation. It's not extraneous. It's part and parcel of his yeshiva sukkah. That already, Rav is mechadish, but that's also pegeya in the ma'isa yeshiva sukkah. Mela the Gemara is going to chavav is fine. And the shnuz drashen chavav is certainly fine. But now in the same Gemara chavav, the question that we had was the Gemara chavav implies that if the Mishnah would have said mitzara, I would have known chayil with the kol shekin. And the question was, how would I know it? Mitzara is only macha hasukkah mitzara. Chayil is even shalei machmas sukkah. So how would I know chayil with the kavah chaymer from sukkah mitzarta? The answer is because the whole, yeah, of course, by mitzvah it's not sukkah mitzarta, but the whole maila of, the whole reason why sukkah mitzarta is important is because the sukkah mitzarta makes the minor irritation part of the ma'is yeshiva sukkah. And therefore it becomes a yeshiva that's not ke'ezer chanun. But in the case of a chayla certainly subverts the experience, even if shalei machmas a sukkah, but if it's an existential pain, then it's certainly not a ma'isa yeshiva sukkah. That's a kol shekin from a mitzar. The whole reason why by a mitzar, you need to know what I'm saying, is the whole reason why by a minor irritation, it has to be machmas a sukkah, is because if it's not machmas a sukkah, I look at it being totally extraneous from the experience of yeshiva sukkah. And if it's not pegay in the quality of the yeshiva sukkah. By a tzar godel, of course, it's pegay in the ma'isa yeshiva sukkah, because it's a tzar godel. He's in pain. That's certainly not a ma'isa yeshiva sukkah. So that's the most kasha. Mitzar chayli, mitzar loy. If mitzar would be potter, even if it's only machmas a sukkah, then the Mishnah should have said mitzar, and I would have known chayli of the kosher. That's the what I want to say to Rashi. Comes out according to Rashi. Bottom line, it's coming out according to Rashi. This is the main chesed. Because then we have basically three sheetahs in the sukkah. And the one that we see the Tosfos the Rosh, the Mordechai, that mitzar is only when it's machmas asukkah. Doesn't matter how big the tzar is, machmas asukkah. Tosfos explains because the svar, Tosfos and the Mordechai both explain because the svar of mitzar, and this is important, the svar of mitzar is because the Torah wasn't mechayev you to stay in the sukkah more than you would stay in your house. It's like a shir in the chiyuv. You don't have to stay in your house more loyal in your sukkah, more stubbornly than you would stay in your sukkah. And Tosfos the Perush al derech holchei drachim. So it's a shear in the chiyuv, and Ovel, you have to point this. You have to say that Ovel is also mistar machmas asukkah, like the Rosh explains, because he wants to be alone. That's one possibility. Then we had another possibility, which is the Marik. The Marik says, no, you see from Ovel that mistar is even shalei machmas asukkah. So the Mordechai is wrong. Every mistar is both even if it's shalei machmas asukkah. is not a machalik. All mitzvah is potter, even shalei machmas asur. And the svara of the chayyur is because it's not a ma'aseh yeshiva. You have to say that it's not places the svara of halachei drachim. It's a different svara. That a mitzvah is be'etzim not a ma'aseh yeshiva. But that has smuchim in the Ramban, because that the pturim mitzvah is because it's not ke'ezer chranon. And now in Rashi, we're kind of coming out with the middle shita. The Ramban could be like Rashi also, the Ramban. Because basically, it's the Rashi, what's coming out in Rashi. On the one hand, it's Wuduik in the Rashi, Chafei, that it depends. By the Tzad Godol, then he holds like the just Mechajman. By the Tzad Godol, he holds like the Marik, that even if it's nothing to do with the Sukkah. By the Tzad Koton, there he holds like Tosis and the Rosh, that it has to be Machmas or Sukkah. But what's coming out in the Lumbus is that in Lumbus, Rashi holds like the Marik, like the Ramban. That the Ptura Mistar is because it's not Ke'ezra Haranon, because it lacks in the quality of the Yeshiva. The only thing is Rashi holds that it depends. When it's a Tzad Godol, then it undermines the quality of the Yeshiva, even if it's Shalei Machmas or Sukkah. When it's a tzar koton, then if it's shalei machmas asukah, I look at it as having nothing to do with the ma'aseh yeshiva. He has a fine ma'aseh yeshiva, fine luxurious ma'aseh yeshiva. He has a rash on the side, nothing to do. That doesn't infiltrate into the ma'aseh yeshiva itself. But if it's machmas asukah, then it becomes part of the ma'aseh yeshiva itself. Then it's pagay that it's not yeshiva kikir zechran. But again, if it's a tzar godol, then a tzar godol undermines the becomes part of them undermines the ma'aseh yeshiva even if it's shalei machmas asukah. Because then he's a like the Gemara says in Zvachim that Oyman is chaser. He's a person who's chaser. He's not in a full his whole existentially. He's bizarre. That's certainly pagay. Then I can't say that has nothing to do with yeshiva sukkah. Yeshiva sukkah was luxurious. He was writhing in pain on the floor, but he still had a luxurious yeshiva sukkah. That doesn't make any sense. If he's writhing in pain, then that undermines the whole ma'aseh yeshiva. That's a varnat. That's the varnat yeshiva kesher. Okay.